If you're thinking of hiring a vehicle, look no further than Enterprise. Whatever you need, whenever and wherever you need it, Enterprise will help you out. They've got a wide network of neighbourhood locations, so there's always an Enterprise near you. Standard hire, one-way hire, long-term hire, van or car, Enterprise has you covered. I've got the app, makes it easy to manage reservations. None of that form filling when you arrive. Either way, you're in good hands with friendly service and their complete clean pledge. So for a wide range of vehicles that probably smell great, book now, enterprise.co.uk.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 Thang podcast. You like that, team?
Hey.
Hi. How are you, team?
Great. Hi.
What are you what's going on there, team?
Hi.
We're just
Hi.
Here looking at you.
Are
team.
You? Oh, team.
Team.
You're right, team 1.
Great. How are you?
You're right, team 2.
Hi.
Hi, Gav. So, team, tell me, what would be your highlight of the week as a team?
For me, it was Little Size Maps.
It was fantastic.
Very strong
that,
this week.
Will that make the podcast?
Is it going in? We don't know yet.
They're both
shrugged with...
He's shy, Little Si.
I know there's a name for a film. If you go a film called Total Lethargy. but if so, that would certainly be that film. Team, what would your highlight of the week be?
Winning the Pet Town Quiz.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's
she
just,
has to ruin it, doesn't she?
Do you remember? Do you remember?
Oh, God.
Do you remember, though? It happened this week when I won
it.
Do you remember when
team,
I won it?
Team, over there, what would your highlight of the week be?
Suburban action movies.
It's interesting you should say that, Simon, because that's the first item on the list for things that were good this week.
Wow.
A list which you wrote.
Yes.
So this week, Snakes on a Train, Yorkshire braced itself for terror on the rails, which gave rise to those suburban film titles. Then we get the Stereophonics frontman, Kelly Jones, to share his memories of Tony Bennett, who passed away this week, and the Woodman has a hairy little bloodsucker giving his heroic little slot, the full Brazilian. That's in the podcast as well. Enjoy it.
Radio X.
Thought of something on your Radio X. Oh. How was your weekend, since?
Really good, thanks.
What'd you get up to?
I went to see Billy Bob Thornton's band on Saturday night.
Oh, who are they supporting? No.
They were with the guy Bubbles from Trailer
That's
Park
it.
Boys.
Yes.
How was it?
It was brilliant.
What kind of band was it? Is it a country band or?
It's kind of like a slightly rockabilly vibe. They're called the Boxmasters.
Yeah.
Nice.
And absolutely incredible guitarist. Like, the band were really good. Billy Bob Thornton seemed a bit shy.
What?
He's a little bit, like, uncomfortable being on the stage. Every time he stopped singing, he kind of stepped behind his guitarist.
I think he's got some magic junk.
He really has.
I think
he's crazy
stylish. Mm. He's one of those sort of inspirational smokers.
He looked great. He sounded great. And the band were incredible. It was a really enjoyable night. So, yeah, that was great.
What did you do, Woodman?
I lowered the... You know, on a garden gate, when you slide the bolt across, the little thing that it goes into, I don't know what the name of that bit is, but I've been in my house so long now, I've now lowered it 3 times as the gate sags.
Oh, wow.
And I had to do it on my shed door as well. I just realised this.
Why didn't you just up the door?
But it's more bolts. I like
it's like
it's more screws.
It's like the opposite of those sort of door jams with the kids growing on.
Yeah, exactly.
I had quite a good weekend. I spent a hell of a lot of time in the Tiger's Keep.
What? Sorry? What's that?
Oh, sorry. That's what I call my place. Yeah, what?
The Tiger's
what?
Keep.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Sorry. I let it slip now.
What?
But no, it's. I've just been reading Mike and Mandy Goff's new book.
Okay.
No, it's really good. Book 12, and it's.
They're still together, are they?
Yeah. What it's about. One section is about establishing, infirmining, the.
The what?
The Gamma Corps.
Yeah.
In terms of your Gamma Destiny.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, I was a drover in previous... That's my genetic stock. I come from a line of drovers.
Sure.
And warriors.
Sure.
But you also have your animal calling. You've got to establish what your animal is, which is what I am down the gym, yeah?
Right.
But also, you've got to have who you are when you're at home, and you need your name for your home, where you are.
Right.
So mine is like, because that's where I keep the armor. It's a keep.
Okay. So, and, so you're
and,
a tiger.
My animal dreaming is tiger,
the
right?
The tiger's key.
He's the tiger's
wow.
key. Yeah.
Sure.
But we've all done it. We sat down and had a proper session at my gym. It's really good. Have a think about yours, son.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get in touch with myself okay. and think
yeah.
about
it. We've got yeah. One of the guys down there, the duckbill, the latipus.
Yeah,
me,
yeah.
He's the, well, he's so good. Oh, the bear's nest.
Right. Nest?
Sure.
Yeah,
right.
I know. I laughed as well, but you know.
I
sons,
like it.
What's your animal, your spiritual animal? What's the habitat?
Okay, I'm going with my llama's yurt.
The llama's yurt. You're going to call your house the llama's yurt?
Yeah. I like llamas. They're funny. They're striking. They've got attitude.
Sure.
And I like a yurt.
And they can spit.
They can spit.
Yeah.
That's my vibe.
The llama's yurt.
Yeah.
Yurt actually is Russian. The original Mongolian word was gers. G-E-R-S.
Nice.
Hey, guys. We're going to find out what little sign gals were next. 83936. What's your... I want animal. Habitat.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Hey, guys. Mm. So, volume 12, Gamma 12,
mm-hmm.
sorry, Gamma 1 Tour. It's fascinating because it tells you about how every animal needs a habitat, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
But you mustn't tie yourselves to one necessarily the animal kingdom. These are your twin personas. And that's what Mike and Mandy Goff have really made me aware of. Certainly heightened my awareness, Gav.
Was it heightened?
Yeah, why are you taking the mickey out of me?
Well, I'm just asking if it was heightened.
Why are you taking the mickey out of me?
I like it when things are heightened.
Yeah, I have got a heightened, I've got a slightly heightened awareness of it. But what I don't need, Gav, is people like you just, and now you've got a little side sniggering. And I tell you something, I'm not going to get any sass off him, I can tell you that now, yeah?
He's easily amused, yeah.
Do you know what? This is just another classic case, isn't it? It's another classic case. No, do you know what I'm tired of?
What?
Just DJs dissing up on their asses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah, it must be.
Sure. Acting like
yeah.
sucker MCs.
Right.
So, Gav.
Yes.
Stop dissing up on my ass.
Sure.
So, I've told you already, my
it's yours again, the Tiger's Keep. Your home. Is that right?
Right, the Tiger's Keep.
The listener didn't have the benefit of your face when you did that noise.
I meant to, Gav, because
it really scared me. I got a bit of a...
Yeah, because I've got... Because I tell you what, at the moment, I'm on like a hair trigger, Gav.
Right.
Because I'm in a state of... heightened awareness.
Right, right. The
okay.
claws are nearly out.
Right,
Oh, God.
So mine's a llama's yurt.
Yeah. I'm going with wolf's attic.
The wolf's attic?
Yeah, because wolf is a woodland creature like myself. Also, I live in an attic,
no,
and you don't expect us from above.
No, Gav.
And that's what I like
wolves
about it.
Wolves are creatures of the steppes.
Sure, and the woods. And the woods. If you
well,
go around,
the wolf's
you know,
step.
That's
Oh, Steppenwolf. Okay. Little Si, what are you going for, incidentally?
Elephant's Castle, probably.
Yeah.
No, that's just Elephant and Castle. That's
lazy,
already a place.
Very
you're nothing like an elephant.
Yeah, it's
and
very
you
old.
Might live in a castle or have one in the family these days, but we're not taking that. You have to think again.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Are you likening yourself to an elephant as your creature?
Yeah.
As your creaturedom?
Never forget. I never forget.
What, just because you're just eating...
Remember that, yeah?
Saying it twice to make it true.
I don't think we'll... I can tell you something, little side. We're not going to forget that. Not in a hurry.
Radio X.
Got two mysteries to solve.
Go on.
And they might go something like this. Got to do more of that on the radio.
Yeah. Right?
Imagine. Well, it might go something like this. Okay, what did the US soldier yell as he fled to North Korea?
God.
It's great.
As he fled to North Korea.
Yes. So wait.
Bacon double cheeseburger meal, please.
No. Attempts to secure the release for an American soldier who fled to North Korea have been met with silence by Pyongyang.
Yeah.
Witnesses say the soldier laughed as he ran towards the heavily guarded border. But what did he yell? Answer is, ha, ha, ha.
That's not
kidding.
A yell, is it?
Ha, ha, ha. That's what he yelled.
Blimey.
Oh, God.
And he's a soldier.
Yep.
He should know better.
What?
Private Second Class, Travis King. Make a fine singer with that, though.
Certainly would.
Yeah.
Make
it anywhere. Country singer, yeah.
You can make it anywhere in music.
Mm.
Anywhere.
Mm.
Right now, I've got a new one. This is Travis King.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic, isn't it? The first American to be held in the hermit state for 5 years. He was on a civilian tour of the demilitarized zone near the border. He's in a bit of trouble with the authorities, so he just fled, yelling, ha, ha, ha.
wow.
What is the worst thing? Question two. What is the worst thing you can see in a shark's mouth as it swims towards you?
A nuclear bomb.
Grenade.
Your own foot.
What?
I'd have thought you'd have seen it already by then.
No. A student in Florida has recalled the moment he saw his foot.
Oh, no.
In a shark's mouth and was pulled underwater.
Ow.
Before he was rescued.
Ow. Yeah. I bet that really stung. Yeah.
Well, he was surfing with a friend when he was tipped off his board.
Mm.
The shark came from under me. He said on the telly, he said, I saw my foot in its mouth and it dragged me under.
Oh.
I popped up screaming, ha, ha, ha.
No, no, he didn't say that.
He popped up screaming, I got beat. I got beat.
Yeah, well, he did, yeah.
He did, yeah.
He really did.
His friend says, then he said, Reese was already there, already on top of me, got me by my shirt and pulled me on the board.
Yeah.
His friend said, this is such a good line, I'm not going to leave my friend in the water. I'm willing to put myself at risk to help out anyone.
Aww.
What a guy. What a guy.
The good foot man. Or did the shark keep
that's
the foot?
That's my question.
No, who got the foot?
No, no. Got the foot?
It's severed tendons.
But that can still fix that, can't they?
And weirdly,
yeah,
he's got a bit of the shark's tooth in his foot.
There you go. Ha ha.
He got the better of it.
Yeah, right.
Ha ha ha.
Come and get it.
Yeah, right. He should have yelled at the shark. Yeah, right.
The all-new Toyota BZ4X isn't just any all-electric SUV. It's powered by 25 years of electric innovation. Experience the freedom of a 24-hour test drive and enjoy 0% APR over 24 months when you order. Available on PCP over 24 months when financed through Toyota Financial Services by 2nd October. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. Test drive subject to availability. See website. Conditions apply.
Freedom.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
It's actually quite a blue day today, ladies and gentlemen,
is,
because Tony Bennett's passed away.
Yeah.
The last of the big three, really, is Dean Martin, Frank and him.
Yeah.
His voice was so powerful.
Mm.
You could never listen to a whole album of his. Not like Frank.
Right.
Or to a lesser extent, Dino. Like, you listen to Frank albums after album after album.
You can binge,
Tony Bennett is too heavy.
His party piece was to turn the PA off at his gigs and just sing to the auditorium.
I interviewed him once. He kissed me.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. At the end, because you could see I knew his music so well, because my dad was that's all he used to play. Was
right.
Like the great crooners of the he grew up with.
Mm.
And he could see he goes, you know, he just said, that was great, that was great. And he held me on the side of the head. And I suddenly thought, does he want to kill me, really? Is that what the mafia, is that what the mob do? But he was once in a fire at a hotel, he told me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was saying that how meticulously well-dressed he was, because a friend of mine's stepfather was the tailor, was a shirt maker who used to dress him.
Yeah.
He used to get his shirts made in London. And I said, is the fire story triggered? What's the fire story? I said, I heard a story about, he said, yeah, that's true. I goes, could you, he goes, yeah, it's true. And the story is, there was a fire at a hotel he was staying in.
Yeah.
He was doing a gig there.
Yeah.
And there was, everyone was rushed out, but Tony Bennett came out. He was the last out because he wouldn't go out in a dressing gown. He was so shy.
What, he had to get dressed?
Into a suit and tie.
Yeah, full suit.
Full suit and tie. Hotel was near Birmingham. He just suddenly emerged, literally out the flames. Just
wow.
Standing there, suit and tie.
Now I can go. Yeah.
He's also a brilliant artist.
Was he?
Most fantastic. It's 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's just going to freak you out, Sidey.
Yeah.
2 days ago. I found a Polaroid of me and Tony Bennett.
No.
Yeah, I did.
A Polaroid?
I found a total Polaroid of me and Tony Bennett. And here's another really weird thing,
Yeah.
I was looking at the picture, and Vanessa said, I want these boxes out of Milton's room.
Right.
And the first box I came to, the shirt that was on top was the shirt I'm wearing in that Polaroid.
No.
Yes. To interview Tony Bennett. It was the shirt on top. I thought, that's really weird. I've just been looking at a photograph of that. Cut to today. He's
dead.
That's
bizarre.
How mad's that? That was yesterday, in fact.
That's weird.
How mad is that?
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right? So it was on Tuesday. It's like a Craig David song. On Wednesday, I found the...
Yeah.
On Thursday, I found the shirt. So Wednesday, I'm looking at the photograph.
Right.
Which is in one of those bedside drawers I was just clearing out.
Mm.
Thursday, I see these shirts. Mm. Friday, he's gone.
Amazing.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the lesson of all that is.
No.
It's food for thought.
I guess it is. Rest in peace, Tony Bennett. Your version of The Shadow of Your Smile is still the most extraordinary piece of crooning.
It's amazing.
That you could ever hear. It's extraordinary. It's so cripplingly sad. Once you've heard it, you've got to sit there in silence for a bit. Anyway, God rest you, Tony. I hope you hear this tribute somewhere in the electromagnetic ether. Gav's got a hero next.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Every day of the week, the Woodman furnish with a hero. They lift us, they inspire us. They give us focus, yeah? Uh-huh, sorry. Fogers. So, Gav.
Yes?
Are we going to Brazil for that one that crawls down your... Woo!
No.
Okay.
No, not that fish. No, today's hero, Johnny, well, it's in Brazil. Today's hero is the hairy-legged vampire bat.
Kidding me?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It's one of three species of vampire bat. There are only three.
I didn't know there was a hairy-legged one.
No, I didn't either. So you've got the white-winged vampire bat, the common vampire bat, and the hairy-legged vampire bat. They're found in South America, Central and America, and southern bits of North America. Generally, only the common vampire bat will feast on the blood of humans, but recent evidence suggests the hairy-legged vampire bat is pulling up a chair.
Oh, man!
It's got large, shiny eyes, hairy legs, obviously.
Do you know what you're
short
describing?
Short thumbs. Go on.
You're describing Richie Wolfenden with wings.
Well, short thumbs, small brain, sharp teeth.
Okay,
they've got a groove along the roof of their mouth known as the blood gutter. And just about under four inches. I know, horrible. Just under 4 inches tall, a bit smaller than a common vampire bat. They usually feed at night, of course.
Of course they
traditionally
do.
Birds, but recently also cattle, other mammals, and even humans. In parts of northern Brazil, because their prey, the pigeons and the chickens and the things they usually feed on, are being shortened by the development of cities and things.
Yeah.
So what they do is they wait till you sleep, they get in a little circle and they dance around you before pouncing on you, biting a hole in you. Their saliva has anti-clotting.
Now, wait a second, what's dancing? What are you doing?
No, I made that bit up.
But Woodman, do let us pause. leave a pause for skepticism, please.
Their saliva has anti-clotting properties, and that's why they just cut a little flap in your toe or your ankle, and they drink away happily while you're asleep.
Oh.
Hang on a second. So you won't form a scab?
Exactly right. It keeps the blood liquid.
Right.
And that's the problem, though, because the saliva carries rabies, and that's why they can be deadly. In America,
you are now
more likely to get rabies from a bat than you are a dog, because dogs have all been vaccinated.
And yet still, we protect them.
Exactly.
Why do we protect them?
I know.
So honestly, between those and those, what are they called? Those little things like frogs, living newts.
Newts, yeah. Very protected.
Why? I don't like either.
Absolutely. So there's a noticeable rise in vampire bite attacks in northern Brazil. One farmer died because he didn't think... You don't find out you've got rabies. If you wait till you've got the symptoms, you are going to die, apparently. Anyway, let's salute him. He'll get you.
Oh, wait until the symptoms.
The hairy-legged vampire
bat. He's foaming at the mouth. You may as well kill him. The hairy-legged vampire bat. 914 till 7. Thank. We salute you. By the time you're foaming at the mouth and it's over.
Radio X.
Tony Bennett sadly passed away, one of my heroes, and I met him once. I was lucky to meet him and interview him in 98, same year he played Glastonbury. On the line now, we have friends of the show, Kelly Jones, who also met Tony Bennett. The reason I called him up is because I posted a picture of me and Tony Bennett, because I tried to make a bit about me.
Sure.
And I'm joking. And although
when you've met Tony Bennett, you tell people.
You do, yeah. I mean, and anyway, so many people said get Kelly Jones to tell you his Tony Bennett story. So I thought we'd do that. Kelly, you there?
I am there. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Josie. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm in a splitter van. I've just arrived in Cardiff Castle. I'm playing a gig with Far From Saints tonight.
Ooh, are you?
Nice.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah. Really, we're really, really perky. Have you had a good summer so far?
Very good, mate. Very good. All the better for speaking to you, as always.
Same, Jonesy. Okay, are you ready for this?
Right.
Met Tony Bennett.
Yeah, I was doing, I can't remember what guy it was. It was a Channel 5 TV show, and it was in town somewhere.
We don't mind that. Anything but the BBC. Go on.
It wasn't the BBC, yeah. I went into the toilet, And Tony Bennett was on the same show, and he came in after me, and the door closed behind him. And it was like one of those bathrooms where it was all like that posh wood panelling. And right. when your door closes, you can't tell where the door is because every wall part looks exactly the same.
They're all the same. Yeah,
yeah, it's like a not like a hall of mirrors, but like a hall of wood. Yeah, right, yeah.
Hall of posh wood beading.
Hall of panelling. Yeah, go on.
Exactly. So he went for a pee, and then he turned round and he said in that kind of, you know, happy days kind of New York voice, he goes, yeah. "How the hell did you get out of here, man?"
Yeah, right.
he couldn't find the door, so I had to show Tony Bennett how to get out of the toilet.
Nice!
And then he signed an autograph for my old man, Oscar.
So, yeah. All right, because your old man sang in like the working men's clubs.
So he,
like more, my dad didn't, but he was just a huge, my dad didn't, he worked at Ford Dagenham, but he was a huge fan of Tony Bennett, that generation. Well, your old man must have been thrilled.
Oh, he was, yeah. He went to see him in the Albert Hall, actually. And when my dad went to see him in the Albert Hall, Tony Bennett was on the stage and he actually knocked the PA and the mic off and he sang without the mic for a song.
Amazing.
Oh,
in the Albert Hall.
Yeah, Gavin's saying earlier he does that as a bit of a turn.
It's his little party trick. Yeah.
I went to see him quite recently, Tony Bennett and friends.
Yeah.
Like a couple of years ago. He's like 94. And he's obviously got everything on auto cue because he's had Alzheimer's. He had Alzheimer's since 2016.
Yeah.
So it was all, but he still only got two albums in that time.
Wow.
But he had this amazing band, but it was slightly annoying. I was slightly cheesed off because he did that thing where they go, "Ladies and gentlemen, to sing for you now. Would you please welcome?" And it was like Phyllis Watson.
Someone else.
And she was like one of those real... one of those, and I was thinking, I didn't pay for this. I paid a fortune, but I didn't come to see. Anyway, it was still a good night. And it meant, that awful thing of I can tick the box, Mark Tony Bennett. I've met him and seen him perform, but he didn't play. Mind you, how mean of me. I was 94. Kelly, do a good show tonight. It'd be lovely to
Thank
see
you very much.
It'd be lovely to see you very, very soon.
Yeah, I knew, mate. I got a David Bowie story as well, but I'll tell you another time.
What, have you got David Bowie story?
You can't go like that, can you?
What's your David Bowie story? What's your David Bowie story? No, if we're segueing between Bowie, we may as well do it. What you got?
We did the last tour with David Bowie across America in 2004, I think it was it, on his reality tour.
Mm.
And we had a five-a-side football match with all of them, and the thin white Duke was on the side of the pitch, heckling me.
What did he say? What did he say?
He was just heckling me, John. You know, in football terms,
I don't know what
was he saying. You were bad, and that you knew you were, and that kind of stuff.
That's so
well, this is what happened. We lost the game, right?
Yeah.
And then we went on stage that night, and somebody had hung the trophy on a piece of string from the lightning rig, and he lowered it down onto the stage and announced to the crowd that we were out crap, we were a football, and we lost like Spinal Tap.
Do you know what's really funny about that? Is that, you know, David's on the side of the pitch and he's heckling the stereophonic as he's going. That's so funny. Cal, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
That's
two cracking stories. Take care. Love you, matey. Bye.
X. A dramatically lit studio. 10 nervous contestants. 3 high-end culinary challenges. 1 incredibly harsh judge. And the predictable twist when they say,
"I don't like it. I love it."
Sick of everything feeling the same. From Come Dine With Me to The Great British Bake Off, stream altogether different shows on Channel 4.
Trifle's pretty bad at the best of times. It's even worse with sausages.
Beautifully moist.
Radio.
X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, little sigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I got 3 little fiscal beauties for you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's
your turn.
It's your turn.
This is how I feel when I'm about to hear business news.
Yeah, you should do.
Yeah.
Showtime into the business thing. Yes, do it. Can you do that, Simon? Can you move your fingers so we get showtime into the traditional financial?
Hey, that might be a bit much.
Oh yeah, wow. Look at these little fingers dancing across the devices.
And that's what they literally are doing, Gav. They're dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
There he goes.
Bear with him, he says. He says, "Bear with me.
This is great radio."
Okay. Phil, okay. It's...
Showtime!
Slightly underwhelming.
Kind of
curious hybrid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, first up for you.
Go on.
This stunned me. Super laboratory plans for listed London office block.
What?
It's going to be a super laboratory.
What?
No, I like the idea if you just call things super when it's...
Oh, it's absolutely super. Oh, no,
but it's tiny. I know, it's rather super.
It's
super. Sounds like they're going to be making, like, robots and flying machines.
It does, yeah.
And
a giant laboratory.
Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, and good hybrid creatures.
Yes, huge things.
Massive buses.
Invest vast amounts of money into our
super laboratory.
Into our monkey that can spin webs.
There's nothing to stop us now.
We've got a tiger that only eats cheese. Great work.
Fantastic.
What's that? That's a stripy mouse.
Has this come from one of our super labs?
Yes, it has.
Wow.
What's that? A tree you can eat. Okay.
Go on.
A tree made of steel. Okay, here we go.
Go on.
Sorry.
These are all things I really want now.
No, but Gav, these are what Gavin and I are doing. It's a tree. Now kick it. What's it made of? Concrete. Yeah. Each time we do this, for some reason, I've got a felt tip pen and I'm trying to use it to make out
a pipe. Oh, pipe. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, when it says super laboratory, I just like the idea that if you think something's super, call it super.
Sure.
Or a supercar.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I've just bought a super jacket.
Oh, what makes it super?
No, but you've got to hyphen it, because I've put a hyphen there.
Right.
I got some super shoes.
All you got to do is literally add a hyphen.
It's nice.
And it turns from being a super,
I had a super sandwich for lunch.
Did you?
Yeah.
A super sandwich.
Super sandwich.
Lovely.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Get this. Plannings, this is a headline.
Yeah.
Plannings in the Times. Planning system set up to fail and is getting worse, say councillors.
Wonderful.
No, I'm just saying, if something's set up to fail, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
We've had a success.
Right.
Yeah, right. Then it's working.
A massive success.
It's supposed to be failing.
No, but it's a great new way of succeeding in this country.
Yes.
Genius. Well, you can't lose one way or the other. Yeah.
Most of the country is set up to fail already.
Yeah.
So you could say we're having a modicum of success.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just as expected.
Yeah. Well, we believe we should be successful at one thing, sir. What's that? Failure.
Yeah.
Super failure. Okay, here we go. Next one.
That pipe's really getting a workout.
It really is. But how will you measure success? Oh, we won't. Okay, get this. Yeah.
Go on.
Next up. Blow to tobacco giant as top executives quit respiratory drugs unit.
What?
I can't make out anything in that
understand.
Either.
I don't get it either.
A tobacco giant.
Yes. Quits respiratory.
Ho ho.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Do you want some showbiz gossip?
Yeah.
I bloomin' do. So, Meghan and Harry, why does Hollywood hate us? They're asking. I wouldn't narrow it down to Hollywood.
I didn't know Hollywood did hate
I didn't
them.
Know either. How do they know this?
Yeah.
There we go. That's what they're asking.
No one's noticed.
Yeah, the Sussex, they're feeling scorned. I tell you what it is. Yeah. That people see you as a couple of grasses.
Yeah, they don't want to end up in a book.
Oh, yeah. Or a documentary.
Yeah, just sharing a joke and she's almost a... I just thought they were being racist. I thought they said that sounded racist. I thought they said...
Yeah.
The misinterpretation, it's just not worth it.
You could end up in a harrowing documentary without knowing about
it. And you could end up in a game of sort of what used to be called Chinese Whispers, the old Chinese Whisper. I don't know what it is anymore.
Sure.
It's a great game to play.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it's really funny to play.
Yeah.
Just with two of you, if you've been drinking heavily.
What, and you go back and forth?
Yes. It's hilarious.
See,
you play Chinese
see how far you can
you
go.
You play Chinese Whispers just with two people. It's so funny. I'm not kidding either.
You still end up somewhere crazy.
You've got to sort of go. And then you say what you started off with.
Wow.
Yeah. Let it go for about six goes.
I love it.
Sometimes, I tell you what's miraculous, it goes back.
To where you started.
Anyway, so they're really annoyed. They're feeling scorned. Next up.
What other news you got?
Wags on the loose.
What's happening?
Colleen is on vacay.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's on vacay.
With any wag pals?
Yep, she's there with Annie Walker.
Right.
By that, I don't mean the late, great landlady at the Rover's Return.
No.
The fictional character from Coronation Street.
Sure.
She died years ago, in about the 80s.
Uh-huh.
No. Not her.
Not that.
But
Annie
Kyle
Walker.
Walker's missus.
Right. Where have they gone? Where did they go?
Well, they've taken a break from shopping.
Uh-huh.
And they're taking their kids and they're going for a break They've left Cheshire.
Yeah.
They've taken their adorable children.
Sure.
And they've waved goodbye to their large designer wardrobes.
Yes.
And their never-ending supply of cash.
Uh-huh.
What it says here, and this is important to remember, is that their men have been indiscreet, says here.
Sure.
In Heat magazine.
Uh-huh.
They have been indiscreet.
Yeah.
And Colleen and Annie have had more than their fair share of tears and pain.
Right.
So it's understandable the two are planning a funshine break.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Sorry, a funshine vacay.
Okay, they're on vacay.
The funshine.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, funshine vacay.
To forget their worries.
I'm going to guess it's in a very well-appointed establishment as well.
I'm not going to say. I don't want to give them the oxygen of publicity. Uh-huh. Needless to say, though, Rebecca Vardy hasn't been invited. she has to stay at home.
Any other showbiz news?
Yeah, I've got loads of showbiz
news. What else you got?
Okay, this is the big story, the Spice Girls.
What's happening?
Posh is sick of people asking about them playing Glastonbury.
Oh, for the reunion, yeah.
Sick of it!
Right, right, right. Her and Noel Gallagher, both sick of these questions.
Okay, it's the tensest thing in her life at the moment.
Really?
All the Glastonbury speculation.
Yeah.
So Mel C was there this year.
Mm-hmm.
She said, all Spice Girls are showing willing to get on. Apparently they're not at all.
Right.
And it's driving her mad, because uh-huh. she's a businesswoman.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she's not really into the...
She's
they all want to perform, and she's not that bothered, is she?
Well, yeah. It was interesting. The quote I read, and I'm trying to find the article now. Luckily, I've virtually memorised it.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've committed it to memory. Here we go.
Yeah.
She says, after having to confirm once again Victoria isn't interested in a reunion, our insider says the latest rumours have left her furious.
An insider?
So she's not specifically said that, but insider... has reported
who might be
that.
Very close
well,
to her
or
her.
Insider, okay. So might how could they not
you
be
back off of it, guys? Because
sure.
This insider obviously knows well because they're calling they're calling her Vic.
Okay.
Unless that's Vic.
Right, yeah.
Vic's, unless the insider's called Vic.
Yeah, yeah, could be. Yeah.
But it says here, Vic's made it very clear she's not interested in any Spice Girl plans, so that could be a bloke called Vic. She's not interested. she's lost count of the amount of times she said no.
Cheers, Vic.
Our insider says she doesn't consider herself a singer anymore. I got to tell you, none of us ever considered her a singer.
X.
A dramatically lit studio. 10 nervous contestants. 3 high-end culinary challenges. 1 incredibly harsh judge. And the predictable twist when they say,
I don't like it. I love it.
Sick of everything feeling the same. From Come Dine With Me to The Great British Bake Off. Stream altogether different shows on Channel 4.
Trifle's pretty bad at the best of times. It's even worse with sausages.
Beautifully moist.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
I'm in so much trouble, it's not even funny.
Why?
Oh, God, I've made a real error.
What have you done?
I've really messed up.
What did you
really
do?
Really messed up.
What did you do?
Well, Vanessa's having a couple of problems, I think, with the potty training.
Yes, this began yesterday when there was an issue on the... Or literally an issue.
Well, it just involves Bill just trotting around naked, just peeing on the kitchen floor. I might as well got... It's like, honestly, it reminds me of the puppy years for Jeff.
Yeah.
Except Jeff just didn't stand there and do it while watching television.
Right. And it's only when Vanessa's attention's turned for four seconds. It's never while she's watching.
Yeah, right. No, literally, she's there all day yesterday. Literally went in the kitchen twice.
And that's it both times.
Yeah. Oh, I said, Rose, well, perhaps he wants a bit of privacy.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we should build like a mini cubicle for him.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, whatever.
No, even dogs look at you funny if you look at them.
Yeah, right. No, they don't like being looked in the eyes.
No, they're like, do you mind?
Especially if you're not, if you strain.
That's right.
You look at a dog while they are pooing, you go, they hate it.
They're like, do you mind?
Oh, no, they hate it. Especially in parks. Gav.
Yes.
I love eyeballing dogs who are doing a poo in parks.
They don't like it.
Like, don't do that there. So, unfortunately, I'm really in trouble now.
Okay, why? Right. Is it escalated?
Because Vanessa put me in on a group chat with a specialist in this area who comes round for the day and sees what your setup's like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For the potty training, yeah.
And I was in on that and I sort of joined in and I saw the rate she charges.
Yes.
I bet it's a dear do.
Oh, God, what have I done?
What did you do?
I put, let's get someone else. And then...
As a joke.
No. I thought I forgot that the woman in question can see that.
Right.
As well.
Oh, she CC'd on the messages.
So I deleted it on the WhatsApp. She's in the group as well. I forgot. I was texting Vanessa.
Okay.
I just thought Vanessa would just say, I thought, oh, forget it. I just said, forget it. Let's get someone else. So I quickly deleted it, but I saw there was a double blue tick on it already.
Oh, it had been seen.
And then she replies to Vanessa. She goes, hang on, hey. Forget what?
Get someone else for what?
Get someone else for what? Did you mean to... And now I've got a text from Leslie going, what did you text? That one you quickly deleted.
Oh, no!
This will get you.
I stick to the Royal Mail. I just write my letters by hand.
Oh, man, I'm in so much trouble.
Yeah.
You've really opened a can of nests, haven't you?
Oh, no, I have. I really have. What should I do? What should I say? How do I get out of that? I said, let's get someone else.
It was a message about something completely different, meant for Vanessa, and you realise you sent it to the wrong group and deleted it.
No one's going to believe that.
No one's going to believe whatever you say, but that's the only way to really come out of it. Or be honest and say,
I had no idea you were going to charge... so much money.
Yeah,
195 quid and she's not even coming round. She says Zoom chat and then 3 weeks...
I'll do it for 195.
For 195 quid, I'll hang around at home.
You're in the wrong game.
Yeah, but that's for one Zoom chat.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks of backup.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was supposed to take 3 days.
Right. No, in case it doesn't work. Right.
Oh.
And you'll probably get advice like, you're going to get that anyway.
Yeah.
So I would say just push on through, if you'll excuse the expression.
No, you heard. You heard what I said. I said, get someone else. It's a rip-off. 195 quid for a phone conversation.
Yeah,
it's a racket you're running.
Yeah, right. Working from home. Yeah, I do 20 of these a day.
Yeah, I may as well hire a weather forecaster.
One, you've got two grown-up kids you've done it with before.
Yeah.
And also you know loads of people with small kids.
What? What's the
I've forgotten that. You can't say that.
It was a while ago.
But you do know lots of people with small children who will give you that advice for free.
Yeah.
No, I've got everything. It's just Milton, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just he's the problem.
Just carry on doing it. It's going to be a bit messy.
It's going to be a bit messy.
And then it'll be fine.
Listen, do you know what the thing is with children? You might say maybe it's not ready yet, but it's like popcorn, isn't it? They all pop at different, you know, you put them all in the pan at the same time, they all heat up. They all do it. They all learn to speak at different, slightly different times. But they all pop eventually. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
You know, you've got to go with the popcorn analogy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah? No, Vanessa's going to go mad.
Oh, man.
I'm definitely going to have a pint before I go home. Definitely. Can we put the aircon on as well? I'm getting a bit of a sweat on. I'm getting a right bead on. I'm actually panicking. Radio X. Time for another TJ Top 10.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, TJ's Top 10s. Top 10 with TJ. Despite the global stereotype of Britons loving to queue, a new survey reveals almost half says the thing they hate the most about attending events. In fact, people are only willing to queue for an average of 36 minutes to get into their favourite live experiences.
Okay.
The amount of time different fans will queue for a gig depends on their favourite genre of music.
Oh, top styles 10. Of music.
Right, top
right.
10 average waiting times of fans, most patient to least patient. The higher you are, the more patient you are.
Okay.
I don't mean like high as in, you know.
Yeah. Higher in the ring.
Man, we were so high, we had no idea of time. You know, for a long time, there was no time. Yeah?
Sure.
You pick up on it, brother. Yeah, I am.
Go on, spin the coin then.
Okay, heads
Let's
or
do
tails.
This.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
It is tails, yeah. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first, please.
Okay. We're at classical, 32 minutes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But do you think house music fans are more or less patient?
Less patient.
They are less patient, you're exactly right. Yeah. They're lower.
Lower, yeah. Sorry, lower.
Come on.
Well, let's get in there,
Go. That's what I used to love doing when I used to go past.
You could just hear...
Come on, I can hear it in there, they're partying. Quick, before I lose my buzz, before I come down. It's always a great thing to do when you're passing any club where people are queuing in.
Yeah.
If they're wearing any kind of, especially back then, people wearing similar outfits.
Yeah.
We always used to go past first in the car and just go,
It's amazing how it shortens
the queue.
Amazing how it shortens the queue.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, if you go into that club, believe me, you come round, honestly, sometimes you lose half a queue with that.
Right.
People suddenly going, actually, he's right. Yeah. Why are we being just sheep?
You join that to queue.
Yeah, right.
Great technique.
Yeah, great technique, isn't it? I mean, it's, you know, and also you lose the week, you know. Okay, we're with house music at 30 minutes. Do you think pop, more or less?
More. I've seen them out in the morning waiting to see their pop idols.
You're right, pop is more. Okay, what about rap? Ooh, pop on 35. What do you think?
Ooh,
rap?
I think lower, less.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, you think rap fans are more...
They're a bit more cool. They're just going to turn up, you know, a bit later.
So you think they're more patient?
Yes.
That's higher. That's higher.
No. I mean lower. They're less patient.
You think they're less...
They don't want to be there all day. They're going to...
You think they're more less patient?
They are lower, less patient. Is that right? Yeah. Simon knows what I'm saying. You're trying to confuse me. Stop trying to confuse me.
I think they're less, more patient.
Less patient. Lower, less patient.
Yeah, you're right.
God.
I'm just trying to give you both a chance.
No, you're just trying to throw me under the bus.
Okay, we're with rap stars. We're with rap. Do you think R&B, are they more or less patient?
They are more patient.
They are more patient. How come you're getting all these right?
I don't know, I'm guessing.
Okay, we're with R&B, right?
Okay.
But do you think soul fans are more or less patient than R&B?
I'd say that one was probably quite close. I'm going to say more patient.
They're less patient.
You're supposed to not favour anyone. This is supposed to be...
Compare openly celebrates one side getting an answer.
I'd just like to know that I don't... What I don't like is when it just appears that, well, it's obvious. Yeah. It's like, which is heavier?
Yeah, a
bed or...
A feather.
A chair.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right. Although that'd be funny one week.
Yeah, that'd be
right.
Good.
An average bed or an average chair? Which is heavier, a fridge or a double bed? Hey, that'd be great. Unexpected weights of household objects.
Yes.
Okay. We're with soul music.
Yes.
But Gav, do you think country music more or less patient?
More patient.
They are more patient. Well done.
Definitely.
Oh, no, they're less patient.
Are they? Country fans?
Yeah, country fans.
Country fans don't queue up for country gigs as long as soul fans.
No, they won't.
Oh, my God.
Soul fans will queue for about 33 minutes.
Yeah.
Country fans, 31. Top.
Oh, it's close.
Even for Garth Brooks?
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable.
Country fans are not patient.
Wow.
Okay, we're with country fans. Sunta,
yes.
Do you think drum and bass... more or less patient than country fans?
Less.
No, they're more patient.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Country fans, 31 minutes. Drum and bass fans, they'll wait for 42.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Back to you, Gav.
I never would have guessed.
Really want to get in there.
We're with drum and bass. Who knew?
Who knew?
Drum and bass fans are really patient. Yeah.
Well, no, not that patient. Are you ready? Okay, we've got drum and bass.
Yeah.
But Gav, do you think rock fans are more or less patient than drum and bass fans?
More patient.
No, they're less patient.
You are kidding.
I'm not. Back to Sutter.
These people keep camping for a rock tickets.
Okay. Do you think we're with heavy metal? This is to take it.
Sorry, are we with rock or heavy metal?
No, heavy metal's the next. We're with rock.
Okay, we're with rock.
Heavy metal. Heavy metal fans more or less patient?
They are more patient than rock fans.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
46 minutes.
Wow.
Metal.
They're the top, are they?
Yeah, rock.
Wow.
Rock, I shouldn't have finished with the top one.
No, it doesn't matter. Oh. It's good. It's
no,
fine.
You always put your points out ages ago.
Yeah.
Basically, he always finishes on the one that's high. Damn. So I stopped doing that for a bit.
That was interesting, though. I liked that.
It was.
Wasn't it?
It was. I would have thought
surprising.
Rock fans, like no, Springsteen got... fans, they're out there for
yes.
weeks.
Yeah, I know. But can't just, that's not metal. Can I just say, Sunta?
What?
You subtly undermined that.
I did not.
No, but you won it and then made out it was actually the first time we've done something sort of worthy. You've never said that before. No, but you've literally...
No, I'm really
you've
quite interested no, in that data.
No, but I think you've sort of thrown away about 7 years of radio there.
Oh, my God, I'm shaking. We just won £200,000 on the postcode lottery. It's blown us away.
It means we can do with the stuff that we want to do. We can move to a
big enough house for us all. Yeah,
it's just life-changing. Yeah. We had a plan, 10-year plan.
10-year plan.
Now it's the next week plan.
With People's Postcode Lottery, you could win prizes every single day. If you won, what would you spend it on? PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply, play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Radio.
X.
X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Get this. A woman and her parrot had to be rescued from one of Britain's highest mountains after getting stranded.
A mountain.
But who takes women up mountain? I mean, who takes parrots up mountain?
Which parrot took his woman
up a mountain?
Why did the parrot take the woman up there? But also, my question is, how can a parrot get stranded on
height? Yeah, it flies.
It flies.
Well, it might have been clipped if it's a house parrot.
You've always got a blooming answer, haven't you?
I'm just speculating.
It's possible.
Can you clip cats?
But I do.
You can clip their claws so they can't claw you too much.
Yeah, but you can't clip them so they can't leave a house.
No.
Can you? Like harm them a bit.
No.
Okay. A woman and a parrot had to be rescued from one of Britain's highest mountains after getting stranded.
Yeah.
With the bird greeting their rescuer with a perky, "Hello!"
Oh my goodness.
Is she a pirate?
The woman who gave her name only as Molly and her parrot Jekyll.
Molly's a good pirate name.
It's a great pirate name.
Listen, they were among several parrot owners who travelled from Derbyshire to Erie, formerly known as Snowdon, in North Wales on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Jekyll regularly flies with other parrots, and the bird then usually returned to their owners. They're not clipped. This time Jekyll got in a flap. Because some peregrine falcons, fastest bird of prey, chased him mid-flight and he flew off. So Molly went up this 1,000-kilometre high mountain to look for her, eventually found him, but she climbed so high she became stuck and in danger, so she phoned the mountain rescue guys.
Quite the story.
No, she didn't want to let the parrot go because she thought the peregrine falcon would get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
Well, can I just say, don't take your parrot. If you've got a parrot, don't take it up a mountain.
No.
You know, not the place for parrots.
It's just not there.
There's a time and a place, isn't
there? There's falcons.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
And it tells you a lot about why there aren't naturally occurring parrots in Snowdonia.
Also, no scuba diving, I've heard.
No, there's no scuba diving.
Because they can't breathe underwater.
Yeah, don't take your parrot. Well, you could get a little mask. Stuff like that.
And maybe a tank.
Action Man stuff would probably fit it. Might be a good way to test it out.
And little bubbles coming away from it.
You might have an elastic band around the beak. But certainly there's little nostrils of it. You could certainly sellotape some kind of...
Definitely, some flippers.
Yeah, little flippers there. Yeah. Well, no, it's got its wings, Gav.
Yeah.
Could use those to propel itself underwater. Yeah. In fact, I would recommend taking your parrot, but not up mountains, please. Okay. Take it scuba diving instead.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Guys, weird walk into work today.
Why? What happened?
Because... I saw, you know, when people come to London, they just have fun, like foreign, like students.
Yeah.
You get a party just having fun.
Yeah.
I saw these. I've got somewhere on my phone. I'll try and find it for you. I've got a recording I took a while ago of some Spanish kids evidently just taking the mickey out of their guided tour person.
Oh, yes.
And I followed them for a bit because it was just so funny.
Yeah.
He was talking about, like, various monuments and statues. He's going, this is the statue of Sir Henry Havelock in Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
He was going, he put down the great the rebellion in India.
Yeah.
And they were going, and they went, he paused, and they all went, ooh. So funny. And they were laughing their heads off. And then they got to the statue of George III, I think. He's just in front of the National Portrait Gallery.
Yeah.
He's going, this is George III, the last English king actually to lead... Or was it George II? He's the last king, anyway, to lead his troops into battle.
Yeah.
Something no prime minister's ever done.
Sure.
And they're going, like it was a firework display.
Yeah.
Easy.
It was hilarious. Ooh. They crossed the road when their teacher said cross the road. They were just laughing and sprinting, and one of the last ones just made it across. I was thinking, wow, when you're with mates and you're young and you're at school, just crossing a road is...
It's fun,
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Now remember, do you remember that road we crossed?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the exact noise I heard after he said anything interesting. I'd follow them up from Trafalgar Square. It's so funny. Here we go.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
The cynicism of adulthood.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and but as an adult, I tend to get a bit more cynical about things. Gradually, these things can grate on you. The everyday, the things you face every day become no longer new things. In a sense, they become dreary, part of life.
Mundane, even.
So how does one eradicate mundaneness and keep that childish freshness about life? A great way is yoga. Okay, here we go. Or whiskey. Yeah. The answer is to drink vast amounts of whiskey. Then the world is a challenge. Like right now, I'm talking to you, but I'm drunk.
I can hardly walk.
But if I step out of this chair, almost certainly fall over.
Radio X.
We were reminded about one of our office nights out at a nightclub.
Well, we're trying to work out if it's the same place Mick Jagger had his birthday party last night.
Why? Where was his party?
Embargo Republica.
No, Embargo Republica's on the King's Road. We're on the Fulham Road.
It looks a lot like it, yeah.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
But what happened was we had a few drinks.
Yeah.
And because the owner of it is an old friend of mine. He used to live opposite me. And he gave us a bottle of Vodders.
Yeah, he did.
And which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, for some reason, it ended with loads of tots, like real old Sloanes coming in, like rugby players.
Really big rugger sort of blokes.
And we were listening. What were we listening to?
Yeah. It was Dirty Dancing.
Time of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I never felt this way before. And we danced to that. And then there's this big rugby bloke dancing. And I made out down one end. I was going, come on, I will do the lift.
Oh, and you were going to pick him up.
And he suddenly looked at me like, we can do this. And this guy was about 26 stone. He was enormous.
He was huge.
And I was going, come on. And obviously I'm powerful. So he looked at me and thought, he's got this.
Uh-huh.
And so he came running down the club and I just dodged out like bullfighter style at the last minute. He went crashing into the fire exit door. He was livid.
He had a lot of momentum.
I was thinking, you must have known.
All we saw was just his salmon trousers disappearing through the doors.
Yes, yeah. Mind you, getting out the way jokes are quite funny.
Very good.
I was with our mate Jim, who's a friend of ours, who's my flatmate, but he used to go to school with Jim, with Gav, and that's how I know Gav. I've known Gav for like 30 odd years.
Mm-hmm.
So we were once in Harrods. Yeah, in the sports department.
Yeah.
Fun enough, because we heard you could buy trophies there. We needed a trophy for a golf tournament.
Okay,
so
So
we're just messing around. We'd had a couple of drinks over lunch.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd seen one of those Segway things.
Oh, yeah.
You right. get on, yeah?
Yep.
So he was really laughing on me, because I went there and I took out the horse. They've got a horse in Harrods.
Took it out.
Yeah. Well, no, I landed. I couldn't steer around it, so nearly the horse toppled over. It took out the sofa. It was a hell of a mess.
Mm.
So they're quite sort of living with it. So they got it back. Well, it didn't. It teetered over.
It teetered,
No, it went over on its side against the sofa.
Okay, right.
Quite, it's got a big, long sofa. There used to be a horse there so you could try out saddles.
Ah, right. Because
it's not a real horse.
Oh, so I thought they were going to shoot it.
No, genuine horse.
Oh, right.
Super, you know.
The smell alone.
But it's a horse-sized horse.
It's a horse-sized horse, yeah.
Right.
So if you're buying tack, you know, a horse,
tack, yeah,
you can
size it up.
I know. Yeah. So I was in there, and there's a section there for American football.
Yeah.
So I said, Jim, hut, and so I've tossed.
Did he go long?
He went long. I've taken the ball there, and so I'm then moving, and I was right in front. By this time, I got to the trophy section, anything like that.
Yeah.
I was going, Jim. Like this. Yeah. And he is a real practical joker. I've never played a practical joker ever, yeah?
Because
he doesn't particularly like it. But he really plays practical joker. He really goes to lots of trouble with them, which is a really annoying thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was a long way away. He just took the ball out of me, yeah? He just threw he put in a really big spinning pass at me, yeah? Over the top of the counter.
With a bit of heat on
it. He put some pepper on it, no doubt about it. And I just, as soon as it left his hands, yeah?
Yeah.
I just moved away and made out. I was just browsing in.
He looked like a vandal.
He just looked like literally a lone lunatic just throwing a ball across the barber store. No, it took out the trophies. It took out an England rugby display. It was chaos. He was just looking at me with that WTF written all over it. I was going, God. No, I said to the sales assistant, what an idiot.
What's up with that guy?
What's up with that guy? What an idiot. I just disowned him.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
So, guys, I'm reading this story,
mm-hmm.
and there's a snake on a train.
Okay.
A snake on a train.
You mean snake on a plane?
No, snake on a train in Yorkshire. Not snakes on a plane.
Right.
So it may have been 17 years since Samuel L. Jackson started Snakes on a Plane, but a sequel may be in the offering.
Oh, I see.
What, snake on train?
Snake on train. You are kidding me. Is there a snake on train? It was found on a train in Yorkshire. Passengers on the service between Shipley and Leeds.
Wow.
Found 5-foot-long snake on Saturday afternoon. Some changed carriage. Others took pictures and video for social media.
So it was
media.
Just loose. It wasn't in a container.
It was over there. It was over there.
On the, just a
on train.
Just having a little lovely train journey.
Sunter, it was right over there.
Was it on a seat?
No, it was right over there.
On the floor?
It were on chain.
It were on train. It were over there.
Okay.
Luke. Some changed carriage. Others took pictures and video for social media. One photograph showed it slithering over the top of a bin behind some chairs before biting a child.
What?
What? No, no it didn't.
Anyway, another showed it on the floor by a door. How have you dealt with it?
I would imagine that snake's probably very scared.
Sure. Yeah. Are you going with a punch on the nose?
No, that's your usual go-to. I would have got...
It's a non-venomous corn snake.
Oh, I'd pick it up. They're
native
fine.
To North. What's the point of being a snake if you're not venomous or...
I know.
Or a...
You're just a loser.
A squeezy. Yeah, what's the point?
Right.
They think it was a pet because I think corn snakes are quite often kept as pets.
Are they?
They're little, aren't they?
Do you think that corn snakes are quite often
yes,
kept
Yes, I have
as
friends
pets?
Who keep snakes.
Okay.
Do they purr when you stroke them?
They keep them in a snakery. They keep them in a snakery, if you will. Megan Sykes, a manager at the centre, said, "The snake is in really good health, so it was obviously looked after well before it was either lost or dumped somewhere. It's a lovely snake. It's not showing any signs of aggression at all. It may be more scared of people on the train than the people the snake is of them."
Thank you.
Right, so no need to punch it.
No, an expert said that.
No
do you know what I'd have done?
Go on.
I'd have got like a broom or cleaning something from one of the auxiliary staff.
Sure.
I'd have opened the door and just popped it out onto the rail. I wouldn't.
Swept it out into the countryside.
Literally swept it out in the countryside.
Yeah, it would have been fine. It landed on a bush or something.
Or if it was one of the trains that's got those windows that slide down.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd have dangled it out, trapped its tail.
What?
That and seems
so,
cruel.
No, so you could see
it's all flapping
so
against
it's
the
dangerous
window.
Because you wouldn't know if it's poisonous or not. That way I'm keeping it in a state of could be. And we can see its little face. We can wave at it.
It'll have an alarmed look on its face, no question.
It wouldn't be in any danger.
The wind might get it. What if there's a tunnel and it doesn't see in time? And
it's not going to be suddenly leaning out like a wing mirror.
Well,
is it? So it'll suddenly move round.
If it does a bit of planking.
It's not going to start planking.
That reminds me of the young ones.
Why?
Don't snakes do planking?
No. Although, I've got to tell you, planking is very healthy for you.
Is it?
Yes, I read that.
Did you read that?
Does it lower your blood pressure?
Yeah, it does.
What?
If you do static exercises like planking
or
sitting up against a wall, it's very good for your blood pressure rather than doing something exertive.
Right,
just do something that keeps your muscle tense.
Excellent.
I don't particularly believe that.
No.
I've got a load more health stuff coming for you that I don't particularly believe either.
I'm not convinced.
I think it's rubbish.
Yeah.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
So there's been a snake on a train.
Yeah.
We're looking at, and they're saying in the article, it may have been 17 years since Samuel L. Jackson started Snakes on a Plane, but a sequel may have to be made.
Yeah, and we don't think that's
why, because a corn snake that's not poisonous was on a train in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
And caused no problems to anyone.
No.
And is now safely with the RSPCA, who said it was very frightened.
Mm.
Yes, what a film that would make. Well, it'd make as good a film as what Rumi in Gloucester says. Ironing Man.
Amazing.
Very different movie.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, well, who needs Iron Man with that?
Yeah.
Just a bloke listening to Radio X. Just doing a bit of ironing. What you got there, Suns? What are you seeing?
The slow and slightly irritated.
That's fantastic.
I like that.
Who needs fast viewers? I liked above that. Full Metal Gilet.
Very good.
Very good. We also had Full Metal Jackie.
Lovely.
Which I really, really
enjoyed.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah. I
think that's almost could be a bigger film than Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah,
it could. I mean, the mind boggles.
Yeah, well, it could be like Iron Man for a woman, Full Metal Jackie.
Or it could be Jackie Stewart's story.
Yeah, it could. I've seen that, Gav.
Have you?
It's not
Is it
nice.
Not called Full Metal Jackie?
Horrible teachers.
Oh,
what have you got, Gav?
There's nothing about Mary.
And then,
absolutely nothing about her at all.
Yes, that's what he's added. Whoever's, or she. There's nothing about Mary.
It's just brilliant.
Just absolutely nothing about her at all. Thank you very much for that. Here's a good one.
Go on.
Dull remakes. Escape from York.
That's genius.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, or you could have the Martin Scorsese film, just York.
Yep.
York.
Alex from Southend says Gary Potter.
Gary
a
Potter.
A guy who loves pottery.
Yes, Gary the Potter.
Gary the Potter.
Yes, or Harry the Potter. Yeah, lovely. What you got there, Gaff?
Good morning, Chippenham.
Yes. Or Cheltenham. Yeah,
this
right.
This is brilliant.
Oh, there's loads of those. Yeah. Game of Gnomes.
Very different
Very
story.
Very good.
Yeah.
Really dull.
Yeah.
Really. Hey, yeah, they might have a remake of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
After someone keeps putting gnomes in a pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a sequel that would make. This is a bit of genius. You ready for this?
Go on.
Star Wars.
So
yes.
Different.
So different. So different. You first. No, you. No,
don't
you.
Don't pass on the stairs, though.
Use the lift. Yeah, right. use the lift, John.
Shallow Gravy. Says
Shallow
Gravy
is nice. Very good.
Very nice.
Also,
excellent.
Fry Hard, set in a chip shop. I like that both.
God, that'd be great.
Related.
I've just seen that Sam of Newport sent in 8 Mile Tailback.
Oh.
fantastic. Thank you very much, Sam of Newport. What you got there, Gav?
Saving Private Rylan.
Yeah, that's good.
Is very good. Yeah.
So is Fry Hard, set in a chip shop.
Lovely.
They may have to make a sequel to after people were trapped in a chip shop one Christmas. What do you got there, Gav? What else?
I love The Godmother.
The Godmother's good.
That's
although
really good.
It could be quite good. I could actually see one of those happening.
Yeah.
Sometimes when those some of those really, really shocking mafia dons get nicked. And get put away.
Yeah.
Their wives do take over. People say,
and quite effectively.
No, it's a lot more brutal.
Yeah. Yeah,
really
they don't mess around.
I don't know. What do you normally do? Kill everybody. What do you got, Sons?
Crocodile Dundee cake.
That's really good.
Very nice.
Another diehard's come in here, but this time, Die Herd. About cattle.
Yes.
Die Herd.
Sounds like a sad story.
No, it sounds like actually you could make it as an animated one. You know,
yeah.
They sort of do that. Gav, what do you got?
Rob in Surrey says, Johnny, what about The Great Fire Escape? It's so boring.
Could you please use the fire escape, please? How about this look? Planet of the Grapes.
Mm.
Just wine lovers.
Very different.
Yeah, very mild.
It? Guardian readers having a galaxy.
Yes. Gaz in Epsom suggesting Back to the Fuchsia.
I love that.
Just a couple's decision to change the colour of the guest room.
Yes,
we're thinking
about
the towels in the guest bathroom. We think we'll go back to Fuchsia, yes. Someone just suggesting actual train spotting. Thank you very much. Vampire Dairies, we got in. Also, slept very well in Seattle.
Very nice.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. And if you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.